And welcome in to In-Game Chat for Saturday, May the 13th, 2023. Season 17, episode 16. And I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
And welcome to the show, everybody. I'm bumping your mic up because I thought I could barely hear you there.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That's better. That's much better.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to put you all the way to the top.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You soft-spoken person.
So-and-so.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think. It's just like, what, I know you soft-spoken.
We are FCC.
What is soft-spoken? Right? You soft-spoken mouse? I don't know.
Just hit the censor button next time.
No. I wasn't looking for anything that was whatever. I was just like, what's something soft-spoken that I can compare him? Like, I didn't know. Mute. You soft-spoken mute. Best I can do.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. You can check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at ingamechat. You can find us on Facebook there as well. Email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. We are streaming right now on Twitch. Go there, twitch.tv. Type in In-Game Chat. You'll be able to find us and watch us live while we broadcast. Join us in the chat room. We got people in there already. I'll try and remember to do a little roll call later on when everybody gets in. And don't forget our Discord. You can jump on our Discord. It seems to work better than the phone does sometimes. Discord's great. Sometimes the phone gives us issues, like it's ringing now. And then sometimes the phone doesn't give us issues. So it's just, back and forth. So anyway, welcome into the show, and I guess we'll just jump right to the phones. Hi, you're on In-Game Chat. Who's this?
It's Chris. I'm like the head of the issue again, isn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they all could figure that out, but I guess I'll talk while I can. Been playing the Diablo 4 service plan.
Wait. Do again?
Been playing Diablo.
I don't know. Something's going on there. I thought I got it clearer, but yeah, it didn't.
Yeah, it's not.
Did you say service plan?
Server slam.
Oh, okay.
Basically, they're just doing the, everybody get on and stress test.
Oh, stress test. Okay. All right.
That's
yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can beat the world boss at multiple times throughout it, you can get a unlock, and I'm trying to get back.
Hey Chris, I know you've used our Discord before. Is there any way you can jump in there?
It's a pain in the butt to use on the cell phone.
Oh
great.
Sorry.
And everyone's using cell phones now, no landlines anymore.
Well, I mean, not just that, but I mean, if you had like a laptop or something, you could log in through there and use it. If you had a headset and everything else, or
do it that way.
But I understand the phone can be a little bit, it's a little annoying if you got the phone there. So well, I agree with you. I think it is on. I think it is on our end, but then somebody else will call in, and it might sound better, it might sound worse, but I don't know. And I know yours was doing okay for a while there, and for whatever reason, it can't seem to get back into the swing of things there.
Yeah, because I've called into the show other times, other shows,
and it's been fine, right?
Yeah, it's just. It's like with y'all's show on Saturday.
Yeah, I swear I'm not doing anything. I just turned a button off. I don't know if that fixed it. I doubt it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, you're playing Diablo?
Yeah.
Now, I have seen that before with the things that get unlocked. It inspires you to play the demo or the stress test or whatever.
Yeah.
The last time I had that was with Neo when they did that. But I can't think of anything else that the Resident Evil 4 I think had something you unlocked if you played through the demo.
I think so. 4 did, and I want to say 7? Not 7.
But 8? Village?
Yeah, Village. I want to say Village had something. If you played the demo, then you got something for when it did. Maybe. I can't remember. I can't remember if it did or not. But yeah, there's some incentives to doing it. But yeah, we are, less than a month away from that game launch.
Yeah, since this thing's not going to work, we'll give Discord a try again on the cell phone.
All right. Well, okay. We'll look for you in there, man.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna hang up and I'll dump right in there immediately.
All right. Be interesting. God, if that carries over into his Discord use.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, it would be him. I don't know. It could be us. Oh, you know what? Before we get to him, because I did not do this, I have to make the clap clap sound. Oh.
Broken.
There it went.
Yep.
Well, that's okay, because I can just do this. I just really need that. I mean, it's helpful that we keep up with that, but yeah, there it is. There it finally bit the dust.
Yeah. I got a replacement. I just got to get some more white dry erase markers for you.
Yeah.
I'll have it next week.
No big deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of, well, not really speaking of next week, but, you know, Memorial Day weekend and stuff. We're not going to be doing a show that weekend. But anyway, there. Smack, smack, smack. It's not bad. And then there's this. Man, that lasted a good while, though. We were upstairs when you got that for us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long ago.
Years.
Yeah, I mean, you could check, Amazon this thing, right?
Yeah, it was just Amazon.
Yeah, you could probably check and see when you bought that thing, because I'd be kind of curious as to how long this thing held up. So, yeah, it's all broken. Anyway, there's Chris. Let's see what he... Sorry, we kind of got distracted by something breaking. Which is, you know,
part of the course on this show.
It's a surprise. Yeah, right? Exactly. Think, oh, like that doesn't happen all the time. Chris, you there? He's trying. His mic is muted, or is that? Hang on. Let's try now.
Hello?
Hey, there he is. And you sound a lot better, dude.
So it was on your end?
I mean, this sounds clear. This sounds crystal clear. It's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the settings that you just clicked on a second ago before it was not working on Discord.
Yeah, I don't know why. There was like a mute thing or something on the... I don't know if it was on the channel, but it was taken off. So anyway, you sound great. So
now if they could make it where the phones will work, that'd be fantastic, right?
Hey, I don't know, Discord, you're coming in nice through Discord, man. I have not heard you better.
Yeah, I guess that was the issues in the past that I guess you had me muted or something. And
That's right. I remember you had got in there and you weren't talking, but there was tons of noise going on. And I don't know if it was like you had you hadn't got out of Discord or you were somewhere. I don't know what it was, but there was like a ton of noise coming through. And I remember we muted that or something because I don't remember what it was, but you'd stayed in the room. I think you were done talking with us, but you were still in the room or something. I'm not sure what it was, but there was a ton of noise coming out of your mic and we couldn't get you to turn it off or whatever. So we just put the mute on, but you sound great.
Well, now at least it's working this time. So
yeah, Thar 66 even says your voice is a little different.
Yeah, compared to a couple minutes ago, yeah, it sounds a whole lot different, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, man. It sounds great. All right. Okay, so, Diablo beta test.
A couple minutes ago was the drive-thru voice, and then this is the one in person.
It really is. I mean, it honestly sounds great, man. Sounds great.
But, yeah, I've been enjoying playing as the Necromancer, and I even had an encounter with the Butcher, which is a Diablo 1 little boss character that's returned that pops up in random encounters. You know, just randomly you'll come across him and he is tough as you know what. And with all my minions with the Necromancer and my max level and a good build, I barely got by through killing him.
How many the stress test is there a certain level that you can go to on that or whatever? Is there a cap?
Yeah, there's a level cap of 20, but the times before they gave you up to the level 25, but they lowered your strength by the level limit this time around.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the stress test I know goes through this weekend. I don't know. Maybe I'll down. You don't. This is free for anybody, right? You don't have to have pre-ordered. You can just download it and play it.
Yeah, download it any console, PC, whatever. The world boss thing that they're going on and letting you, you know, if you can kill the boss and when you're level 20, you get like a trophy that you can hang on your horse mount on the side, like, you know, it's one of her horns. But I'm trying to work on gearing my character up with different gear and everything to best handle her. So, and then the boss fights were her only certain times, like the next one's at 5 o'clock. And I think it's like every 3 hours, and you only have 15 minutes to kill her.
Okay.
Does that sound like a Warcraft setup?
It sounds familiar. I think I remember City of Heroes did that, where random, you know, you'd be out in the open world or whatever, and some random boss would spawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the entire instance would flock to that location and start just wailing on them.
Yeah.
As much as we could. And it would take tons of people doing it just to bring it down. So, I can remember instances like that. I think if I get the stress test, I'd probably do it on console. I don't really feel like putting Battle.net back on my PC.
Yeah.
I also don't feel like going through what I may have to do to recover my account on Battle.net. Because Destiny was gone. I got rid of that.
Yeah, you got a full wipe.
I got to figure, because I had two-factor authentication on there with the Battle.net thingy thing with authenticator, and I have no idea if that thing still works.
I used to have it years ago when we were playing Diablo 2 on PC, and I had never messed with it. I just gave up all that information and just re-signed up on the account and just went through PlayStation when Diablo 3 came out on the PlayStation 4 and consoles years ago, and just left it as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious if I were to download it on console and log in, or, you know, start to create an account, if I have to. I don't know if I have to, but if I had to and started to create an account, if it's going to pop back and say, hey, that email or that name or that whatever, any of this information is already tied to an account, you should, you know. Oh, goodness. Yeah. I
think it's pretty easy. I think the only thing you had to do is just like sign up for Battle.net, and you could just like create a new account and then tag it to that. Or I can't remember what it was like years ago when I did it, but I think it was a whole lot easier over these years.
Well, I remember I had an authenticate. Well, God, I had so many authenticators. One for Battle.net, and then I had another one for Star Wars Old Republic as well. Had one there that I had to use to log in with. That was not fun to mess around with either. I remember having some issues with that. I tried to get back into my account after they did some revamping of the thing years and years after not playing it. Mm-hmm. I tried to get back in there, and I actually had to get on tech support because I'm like, well, here's my account, here's my stuff. I can't figure out, blah, blah, blah. They finally got it straightened out. Mm-hmm. I logged in and played it for like a day, and then I never looked in again. I put in so much effort to get into the game that I played it for just a little bit, and then didn't even play any more of it. So, you know, and I love the game, but yeah,
just didn't pull you in, huh?
No, not anymore. I'd already gone through my Republic Commando, gone up to that, whatever, you know, the max cap on the thing.
Right.
And I switched over and played Jedi, and I actually had a lot of fun with the Jedi. I just wish I hadn't gotten burned out on the Republic like I did. Because being Jedi was just a lot of fun. Or not a Jedi, I'm sorry. Sith or whatever. Mm-hmm. The Empire. I played on the Empire side.
You still do Jedi stuff though, right?
Yeah, you were. You could be an Inquisitor. You had Jedi powers and things like that, which was fine. But
make your glow stick flow. Okay, good.
Yeah, good. But
you might actually like this new one that on Diablo, because they've turned it into an MMO. It's, you know, it's open world, you know, fully online and stuff, but all the different aspects of like grinding for gear, like you do on Destiny, it'll be a little different. You know, it's just going to be a role playing game, and you can choose different characters that would suit your place. Like if you want to just let all your minions do everything for you, you can be a necromancer or be a sorceress, and you know, control all the elements and fire and magic and stuff, and all these different gear that you find throughout the land. Like I can just give you an example on my character itself. some of the gear that I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I've played Diablo. I mean, I know how it goes. But it was, you know, I had more fun when I was playing with friends and stuff on there, which we did on PC. And I don't know. I've never really tried to solo the game. Not necessarily solo it, but you know what I mean. I've never really gone in and just done it by myself. It's always been like, hey, we're going to play Diablo. Okay, I'll sign on and we'll go do our thing.
Yeah.
Since it's multiplayer now, you'll just see random people running around town. So if you see somebody, your same layer, you know, character, or, you know, it's, and just now, a minute ago, I was playing and somebody sent me an invite to join them. And of course, they were in a boss battle way into the storyline, which I just didn't want to go into the storyline. So I helped them beat the boss battle and left the party real quick. But, you know, you can just get random invites with other people and just meet people like you do in Destiny.
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, the gear loot, looking for all the gear and everything, you know, which, you know, the cool thing.
The character's talking. Yeah, you heard that, huh? Oh yeah, I heard it. It really kind of, I mean seriously, the Discord thing, it picks up everything, buddy.
Yeah, somebody else is talking to me because it's not, that wasn't my character talking.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, like one, you know, that you have legendary aspects now that come on all type of gear, you know, your helmet, gloves, armor, feet, weapons. And they all have different effects. Like this one on my feet says your maximum number of skeleton warriors is increased by 2. So I get an additional 2 that I can summon at any time with that just one item. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You have 10 item slots on your character. So you can mix and match and you can find these different items that, oh, this fits my play style. Or this one for the sorceress allows you to summon one extra Hydra that has 4 heads, so you like double the damage output from just from one skill. So yeah. you can really finesse this and go crazy hunting these items and stuff. And if you find something that has good stats, but you don't like the power on there, you can save the items and stuff, and then you can actually destroy these legendary items that have these special stats.
Yeah, like you can get rid of it. Yeah, you can dismantle. I mean, yeah, just like in you can get rid of it, kind of trash it if you want to, and you get things out of it.
And the cool thing is they've allowed you to withdraw those powers from these different weapons, like, you know, this pair of boots that I'm wearing that gives you the +2 to skeletons. If I wanted to keep that aspect of that, I can withdraw that power on there and save it. And if I find something that's twice as strong, I can input it, and I can draw it off of this one item and put it on another item and have another item that has a whole bunch of better stats and then still get the effect that I want from that item. You can mix and match and really customize just about everything in this game.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, my only concern about that is how much difficult would the bosses be if it lets you do things like that?
Oh, well, I mean, you make it as difficult for you as you want, or as easy as for you as you can. You know, I mean, everything is describing is the same thing that we do in Destiny. Warframe, I'm sure, probably has the same exact thing. With you know, it's all your armor has stats and can have you know, different slots for you to stack things into that increase or buff or, you know, different things like that, or do resistance, or do better damage, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, all your stuff is customizable and everything like that. But
yeah, totally.
It gets to a point where you just have to grind from new stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, despite how customizable the things Chris is describing, yeah, it gets to a point where you're gonna have to grind for everything. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big grind fest, but I love games that are like that, where you keep hunting for that next best piece of gear or something that, you know, some effect that you're looking for that you can put on a piece of gear that you've been saving for a whole long time.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little drained on that game style of play. And I say that only for the fact that it's so Destiny-esque that, I don't need another game to grind for
gear.
Well,
yeah, but the thing about it is
I don't.
You have to make the grind enjoyable.
You do.
Or they make grind, or they're making the grind tedious for the sole purpose of you getting in the microtransactions.
But you'll find out which way it works rather quickly.
Yeah, you're going to find out quick.
You know, which way it's going to go. Is this going to go in a tier where So I was playing a game on my phone, and this has nothing to do with Diablo. It just still has that mindset of the grind, right?
Right.
So I'm playing a Monopoly on my phone here, and every hour you get 5 dice rolls, you know? And you roll your dice and that sort of thing. And there's little things on the board that can give you more dice rolls, and you can build the buildings and all these other little things that they do there. And then, of course, they sell dice rolls. So if you want 200 dice rolls, here's $5. You give $5 to them, you get these things. Anyway, just today, I had things fall into place to where I had like 200, 300 dice rolls. I didn't pay for anything. It just had things happen to where it was. And as I started doing this, thinking, wow, I've got the most dice rolls I'd ever had. As I kept doing this thing, I realized this never ends. This never ends. I realized when I filled up all my properties with hotels and everything else, once everything had been done, they flip back to putting houses back on. And once you get them all up to hotels and whatever else, it's like a never-ending thing. Mm-hmm. It keeps going. And so I realized, as I was looking at it, I realized, thinking, God, I wish I had more rolls. And then I realized, it doesn't matter how many rolls I have. It will never be enough, you know? And so I kind of, it was one of those situations where I was like, yeah, okay. I don't feel bad about, you know, not putting in money to get more dice rolls or something like that. Same thing with the Marvel Snap thing. I don't feel bad about not putting money into it because it's just going to go forever. There is no, I'm not paying to get to the end of the game because there is no end
right
on games like that. Diablo's same way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and especially with it being online and everything, they've really taken it to an nth degree as well. They pushed the boundary on this one for an unending game for sure. Yes, it's always the unending game. You know, it's always, it always draws you back in if you like that hook and you enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You get to a certain point where you beat the game on normal difficulty or went, you know, and got to a certain difficulty and said, yeah, I'm good enough for now. That's fine. But, you know, until you get to that point, you know, it'll just keep drawing in. And it never ends until you're satisfied with it.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to find your own cutoff, I guess, would be the way to look at it. You know, I'm looking at the end of next year's expansion for Destiny, which is supposed to be the last. I'm looking at the end of that expansion being the end of my Destiny.
Keyword there, supposed to be.
Supposedly. I'm actually curious what they got planned for after that, what they're going to do and, you know, that sort of thing. And I'll probably follow them into whatever new IP they come up with, at least to give it a shot and see how it goes. But yeah, I think that's a good cutoff to say, you know what? Put in my time. I got to here. I'm good. But I do want to see what they do. I am very curious as to how they either wrap it up or how they wrap up whatever the story is that they're telling and then continue forward, whether it be a new story or whether it be, okay, from here on out, here's all the things you can do. You just, I don't know. I don't know what their plan is. And I don't know how you keep that going for other than somebody else, other than going back in and starting your other characters to go through those.
Yeah.
With probably less of a grind. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of curious though. Hey Chris, we're at the bottom of the hour here. We got to take a break. So appreciate you calling in. And man, it was amazing. I've never heard stuff other than your voice coming out of the phone pop. You get on Discord and I start hearing the game you're playing. I can still hear part of the game you're playing.
The stereo is about 4 or 5 feet away, and then the speakers are on the corner, upper corner of the rooms, and that's about. Yeah, the speakers over on the corner of the surround sound is about 7 or 8 feet away from me.
Oh, no.
And I don't have it all that loud.
I know. Nope. Picks up great, though.
We pick it up.
Picks up great.
Hey, man. People, if you're listening with Discord, make it easier to use with phones like you're actually, you know, with a phone conversation, you know, holding it in your hand. If y'all can do that, it'll be a whole lot better for things like this that people will enjoy.
Well, do you have like a Bluetooth headset or something that you use with your phone or anything, any kind of headset you use with your phone?
No, I don't have anything like that.
Because it would, you know, if you had anything like that, it would probably just work like you were in a chat room. You know, it'd just be coming in through your ear and then you talk, then be fine. So
it's because I have to press a little button there and hold my finger on to, you know, press the talk or, you know, or else you wouldn't even hear me. But anyway,
we'll okay.
Later. All right, that's, man.
Well, take care. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See y'all.
See you, man.
Take care.
Bye.
See ya. We have music here from a game called Cassette Beasts. This is a track called Cross Your Heart. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Back to In-Game Chat. RJ's watching golf. I don't know, there's a guy who was doing a putt there, and it just...
Guy had an eagle putt.
It is hugging the edge of the cup.
He had the winner's walk going to the cup and everything, and then just stopped at the edge.
No. Look at that. Puts his club in his mouth like it's a gun. This is music from a game called War Tales. It is the main menu music there. Rather sad main menu music.
Well, at least it lets you know what you're in for.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was just thinking more of my whole week in Destiny, which we'll get to. But what about you? What have you been playing? We never even got to that.
Yeah, well, played a little bit more of Virtual Fighter 5.
Yeah.
Tried to get some more matches in. Found some opponents that feels like bots, basically.
You can run into those, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they got bots, right?
So some felt like some bots, AI-controlled opposed to,
who are running the AI, or is that just okay?
It's not a feature in the game that I know of, but the way the opponent was moving and operating was like, wait a minute, this is for the record that you have, this is not this doesn't feel like this is not the way people play that I know of. I don't know people who play this way like that.
Snap has bots. I mean, I can't tell when I run across them.
I can't tell, but it just going off of what it looks like, I'm like, yeah, that doesn't look genuine.
Usually, though, in Snap, if they don't have, and by a user icon, if it's the default icon, which is this grayed out shape, that's a sign that it could be a bot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always the case. Some people just don't go that deep into their games.
Mm-hmm.
I got bored looking around mine and was like, oh, I can change the backing of the card deck, or I can change the title that I use under the thing, or I can change which character icon I want to represent myself or something like that. So there's little hints that it might be a bot, but you really never know. And so I didn't know if they had bots just out there that you run into, or if you thought you came across somebody who's just running a bot farm to increase XP or something? I don't know.
I don't know
why they would.
Yeah, I mean, but just it just felt like this is not, in my experience, how people play the game. It really stood out to me. And the record was just ridiculous at this point. So it was just little things there I can't prove, but it looked like a bot, but I can't definitively say it, but it looked like one. So outside of that, still playing MLB The Show.
Yeah.
Doing the... Road to the Show thing, and with the rules in place where everyone has a DH now, both the NL and the AL. If you're a pitcher, you're not going to bat unless you're a two-way player. like a Shohei Ohtani or someone like that. So I tried mine with just as pitching, just be a pitcher. Try to bring knuckleballs back, so I'm trying to use that as a pitch. It's a struggle.
Yeah.
Try to get that, but you know, it's going to take time to get the stats up to where you want it to be to get to the pro level. So yeah, that's going to be a grind doing it that way. But I'm enjoying it, so I'm just going to keep on doing it that way. Let's see. What else have I played? A little bit more of Grand Theft Auto online. So try to build up resources in that. A little bit of Warframe here and there. But most recently, I checked my PlayStation Plus accounts to see what was free. And one of the free games was a game called Descenders.
Familiar. Sounds familiar.
It's extreme mountain biking.
Oh.
Basically, procedurally generated tracks and courses that you ride your mountain bike down. To do tricks and stunts and things like that and see if you can fill out these little goals here and there and grind for equipment. And
is it in first
bikes,
person,
like
third
that.
Person?
No, it's third person.
Or you can change?
Directly behind the view. Okay. I haven't tried to change it yet. But the thing that I was trying to do was get used to the control scheme. Really, because
never,
I'm not used to
never,
using it. Yeah.
Never put you as a mountain biker gamer guy.
Well, SSX.
That's true.
So, I mean, because there's a lot of downhill and running and tricks and things like that. And SSX took my attention for a very long while because I was having a great time with that.
Really great.
Yeah, EA, listen up.
I know.
SSX, got some. You got
and
some
I'd, and
with,
I'd be fine if you
it.
Revitalize the EA big
yeah.
Stuff as well and bring that back because SSX tricky. You didn't get much better than that.
Mm-hmm.
You really didn't. You peaked at SSX tricky. SSX 3, SSX, the revision, whatever that thing was.
Remake.
The remake thing. Yeah. I was actually okay.
I had a good time with that.
I was actually okay with that.
Especially Mount Eddy.
Yeah.
Mount Eddy was like, I think, the longest trick course at night. And you had a good amount of time to get your score up to ridiculous levels.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you just had to know. You had to know just
you didn't unlock that mount, didn't you? You didn't unlock the different hills or
I
the different mountains?
I believe you had to unlock that one.
Yeah, you had to do other things to unlock different parts of the mountain. It was all one big mountain, but it was. I really liked the way they did the sort of revamp of SSX.
Different mountains in different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to go to Japan and ride down Fuji, Portugal. What was one with rocks? I think it was Portugal. The Deadly Descents was about different spots around the world. And I think Portugal was the one with rocks. Yeah, you're going downhill with some snow and a whole bunch of rocks.
Okay.
So you had to get your agility and control down to dodge those things or do a trick at a certain spot to go over those things.
But I think it's on Game Pass, or at least if it's not, I still have it to where I can play it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But back to Descenders. I'm just having to get used to the control scheme more than anything else because it involves using the right stick to do some things. I'm used to, like, in driving and everything like that, I'm used to using the left stick and maybe the different buttons, not used to using the R3. Maybe to, like, shift a manual, to shift manual transmission or something like that. But other than that, I'm not used to using the right stick for anything, really, in driving or racing games. But I have to do it in this one, so it's going to take a little custom to, because bunny hopping on a bike, you have to pull down on the right stick and then push up at the right moment.
That was something. This was before, so I had never played. I don't even know what came first, Tony Hawk or SSX. I can't remember
The original SSX.
But I remember SSX being the one where it's like I'm coming up on a hill, and I would instinctively like dip my body as I'm playing the controller, like, okay, I need to crouch so that when I come up to the edge of this ramp, my character will pop up or whatever. It's the first time I can remember having to do something like that, where you have to kind of, not necessarily bunny hop, but really hop because you're coming up to a jump, so you hop to get more airtime and stuff like that. I remember.
Yeah.
We got a call coming in here. Let's see who we've got. Hi, you're on In Game Chat. Who's this?
This is Balenci Gambler. I want to see if I was any different.
Keep trying. Talk a minute.
Okay. Well, don't bring back the knuckleball.
You sound pretty good coming through the phone, actually. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to see if it was maybe just Chris's connection, or maybe I'm on a different line. But yeah, man, I hate that knuckleball. that knuckleball, I played the show. They, if they're throwing a knuckleball, I can't. I have no idea how to hit it.
Yeah, but that's the point.
That's the point of the knuckleball.
Well, if, that's the pitcher's point.
Yeah, that's why the pitchers get paid the big bucks. If, look, if I don't know where the ball's going to go, what makes you think you do as the batter?
That is a good pitch, though. I could never be a pitcher. But, I mean, if you're going to be a pitcher, why don't they do that more often?
It's because with the knuckleball's history and the lack of a lot of managers especially, they really just don't trust it. They want something they can rely on. I can rely on this pitch to go to break left to right, to break in to out. I mean up and down, things like that. A 12 to 6 curveball, you could throw that. You know where it's going to go. Knuckleball, you just hope. And
release and pray.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, they'll tell you as soon as you let it out your hands, God's will.
It's a dice roll. Yeah.
So yeah, but it's just the inconsistency of it. But yeah, it's just something that it's just the unpredictability of it is its best feature. But it's a pick and mistress.
I've been watching a lot of the girls softball. You know, they're in the final.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching that because the ball is a real bright color. Mm-hmm. It moves a lot slower, and I can see every bit of action with it. Whereas with the baseball, it's kind of like in real life when I played baseball. You know, I'm looking up, I don't see the ball, then I hear it hit the ground. You know, and I couldn't play baseball.
So you played outfield, huh?
Oh, of course. That's the only thing they're going to let me do, sit out there and just play with the grass. they're not going to let me do anything inside. How's that supermassive game that you were playing where they went to a campground or something?
And the quarry?
That started. What now?
The quarry?
Yeah.
Yeah, the quarry.
I want to hear about that. I want to hear about the devil inside me, if that started yet. Give us the latest update on your computer.
All right, well, let's see. I haven't started those two yet, but the computer is dead. I cannot get that thing to operate for nothing. I've tried everything.
We've tried everything we could. I've still got that processor in there, that CPU that I gave you to try it out, and it didn't work.
It wouldn't work. I mean, that thing.
And I know that processor works, but it didn't work for yours, so. Yeah.
Corey, I haven't started yet, but I can't. Here's the thing: I can't find the devil in me. I want to find the disc version.
Yeah, me too.
At every store I went to, it's one of two things: I never heard of it, or it's never come in. It's like one of those two things. Like they can't find the thing, so I'm just gonna have to like mail order the thing. And hopefully, if GameStop's or if
I was going to say Amazon. Thing, I mean, I know you've been doing that, but Amazon or online GameStop, they don't have it.
If GameStop's computer situation isn't fixed by now, because I haven't heard any update on that.
Okay.
Hopefully, it's fixed by now, but I haven't checked on that. But if theirs is no good, Amazon is my best option at this point. Because I could not find a thing locally on disc anywhere, and like they never heard anything. But yeah, I do have, but I will have to start on the quarry. I'm just having a lot of fun with throwing knuckles at people right now.
Throwing knuckles.
Striking batters out. We can't hit the stupid knuckle ball. It's great. When they throw knuckles, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I got a huge batting average. I'm real good at the stroke.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the easiest level. Come on, I don't play video games to be frustrated. Anyway, all right, guys. I guess I'll talk to you in 2 weeks, but I'll listen to the rest of the show. Bye.
Yep. Take care, man.
Take care.
He said 2 weeks. Now we're off Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
The Memorial Day weekend we are not doing a show. Next week we are still doing a show, but the week after that we won't be. So I'm not that messed up on my calendar, am I? Yeah. We're doing a show next week. It's the week after next that we're not. What else? Anything else?
Yeah, but I was still thinking about a little thing about Descenders, getting used to the control scheme in there. Just given enough practice, I'll get used to it and see how well I can do. Some of the features of downhill mountain biking that they implemented in there, things I never thought about, like instead of trying to turn, they just say skid through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I forget which apparatus you do it with, but basically you just turn to the side and in the direction you're turning to, it'll help you navigate those deep sudden corners that you got going downhill. And then you got little bonus efforts you have to go through. Like one that got me was go through the entire course without letting go of the accelerator. So you mean I can't brake, I can't let go, I have to just floor it downhill in this mini course and try not to hit anything on the way down. So I can't hit so normal practice is hit the brakes, slow down a little before you hit that turn, right?
Yeah.
No. You can't let go of the accelerator. If you want your bonus, you gotta keep the accelerator pressed down. So the only thing I can do is skid through it and hope I don't fly off the course into a tree or something or some other hazard. So that's the little thing that's been I've been trying to get through, trying to get the bonuses in. Because navigating the course by itself down there, not doing any tricks, no stunts or anything like that, just navigating down the course efficiently and quickly as I can. I'm just getting that down.
I need to get my PS Plus games for May.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet. Is this one of May's PS Plus?
This is May. This is May that I was looking okay. up, yeah. So we got that. And that's what I've been playing all this week.
All right.
Yep.
As for me, it's just been more Destiny. This is the return of that challenge that I tried so hard to get 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's rotated back around, and here we are again trying to get this challenge completed. I will say, in the attempts that I've made, I have gotten closer to completing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the runs that we have get real, real tight. Mm-hmm. You know, we're doing what we should be doing, and you know, we just can't get it done with these pickup groups that I keep going with. So
random.
I tried, I think, 2 days out of the week this week. I tried, and then I tried this morning, all the way. I started at 6:30 this morning, all the way up to about 12:30 this afternoon. Just constantly trying, nothing. It's kind of wiped me out a little bit. I'm starting to just be like, I don't care about the challenge anymore. I don't want to do it. It's really, I'm really tired of doing that same thing over and over again. And I'm like, I don't want to do it anymore. So
I think you go back to it. You just need a break.
I know, but it's only here for the week. And then you got to wait 3 weeks before it returns.
You still need a break.
So I know. I was going to try and run the dungeon solo. That's one of the only things that I have left. I was going to try and do that tomorrow, but I even think that's probably off the table now.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's just, I don't know, man. Ugh.
You haven't seen any guides or anything? Tips or tricks?
I've watched
like that?
Videos after videos after videos. And while a video can tell me what I need to be doing, there's six of us. So mm-hmm. all six of us need to be doing what we're supposed to be doing. And for the most part, people do.
Mm-hmm.
But I run in, and again, I'm going to complain. I have to, when I go to start asking people to join up, hey, we're going to do this thing. At first, I'm okay with just being open about it. Come in and join, you know, come in, blah, blah, blah. And I'll look at some of the people that join. I'll look at their character and what their level is, that sort of thing. I'm not looking for fashion or stuff like that. I'm looking at what their power is and what they're using to stay alive and everything else. And for the most part, I'll give them a chance, unless it's obvious that this is going, unless it is something that is obvious that is going to limit us. Mm-hmm. Because as a team, you are only as good as your weakest link. We talk about that.
Yeah.
So if all of us have weapons that are putting out this much power, but then this one guy has weapons that are doing a massive amount less than that,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of our weapons are firing at level 1810, but this guy's over here at 1799 with his little rocket launcher. And sure, I'm sure it gets the job done on a lot of different things, but it's not going to help us tick that health down when we get to our damage phase on the guy.
I would think that 1799 isn't that big of a difference from 1810, but Destiny it is.
In a master encounter in a raid, it is. Only for the fact that you have three chances, you have three attempts to finish this guy off. When the encounter starts, you get to a DPS phase, that's one. You get him almost halfway. You do a, if you can get it done again, and there's certain requirements that you have to do in order to do this thing, because it is, there is a challenge. Mm-hmm. So there are requirements that need to be met for you to do this thing. So if we weren't, if we didn't care about the challenge, we'd be done.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get the challenge done. Yeah. So, so yeah, you get three chances. We get three damage phases on the boss. And they're very quick phases of damage, mm-hmm. which is why a lot of us just bring rockets. They get to your target fast, they explode, they do their damage. You use a machine gun, it's got to rev up before you can start getting the boom, 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 you know, going on a lot of things. And in between his immunity phases during damage, it's just not, it's pointless because you have to move around. Your character has to move around during some, it's hard to explain. Basically, big boss stands in the center. He has a buff on him, and then you have to stand on a plate that matches that buff. You fire some stuff at him. In about 5 seconds or less, he switches his buff. So you go to a different plate to match his buff. Do that. Mm-hmm. You have three plates during a damage phase.
Yeah.
And so when he is switching his aura, whatever it is that you have to switch your plates on, he's immune.
If he's red, stand on red.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's blue, stand on blue.
But
he's
when
green,
he's changing,
yeah.
he sends out a fire tornado, I guess, whatever the case is. He sends something out. During that time, he's immune. Once that's gone, you can hit him again. Then you have to do all the stuff over again to get back to that damage phase I just described.
Mm-hmm.
Staying alive, for a lot of people, is very tough. For me, it can be tough, but you've also got to get rid of your, you got to kill your enemies on time and everything else. We were getting close. I mean, I sort of wish I would have stayed for a couple of more runs, but even after I departed,
mm-hmm.
Went and got ready for coming into here. And, I checked back in on him later. I was like, hey, did you guys get it? And he's like, no, we're still wiping. We're still having trouble. Which made me not feel good about it, but I was like, okay, good, I didn't stay. But then again, maybe I could have been the one to help. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So hit that button. So yeah, it was. I'm getting close, but you know, it'll be there next season.
Mm-hmm.
Every 3 weeks, it'll roll around until a new raid is launched, which nobody's expecting that to happen until probably either next year. Or way late in this year, if that's the case. They usually don't throw out a... Well, I think they are going to throw out a raid that is a old raid they're bringing back. Kind of like mm-hmm. they did with King's Fall. I think about halfway through the season, probably in the fall, mm-hmm. they'll release something from an older thing. They've only got like one or two more
yeah.
that they can pick from. Unless they dip back into the raids that started with Destiny 2. Mm-hmm. The Leviathan raid.
Okay.
So unless they circle back to that, which is a possibility, I suppose. Mm. But anyway, my whole point, we got people in there. It went better than the last time I did this 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
Just didn't get it done. Just did not get it done. And then I wanted to solo a dungeon. I planned on doing that tomorrow, but even that, I'm like, I don't know that I'm going to, I don't know.
So how much time you got left with the... That first challenge you were going through?
I got today, tomorrow, and then I got until reset on Tuesday.
I was about to say, give it a shot. Give it a shot if you can Monday, and then if it doesn't work, then well, it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah,
Monday. I just think you just need a break from it. That's all.
Well, I mean, you know, last night was not a good. No, actually, last night was a good runs too. This morning was really bad runs up until about 10 or 11, about 11 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
started getting some really good runs in. And then that team started to disband, and I joined some other team. I was like, you know what? Let me join this team. I'll give it a few runs with them mm-hmm. to see how it goes. Went really, really well. And in fact, I talked to one of the guys just before the show, and he said, we finished it. But I'm down to do it again when you can. And I was like, well, thanks. And yeah, I don't know that I'm going to. I don't know that I'm going to give it a shot. I really don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. I'm seeing the same. It's because I've been doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again all week. That's all I've seen. All I've seen is that room that we're in. All I've seen is the enemies that we're fighting against. All I've seen is that. It's driving me nuts.
Look. How many fighting games or grinds I've been through. You see the same thing over and over and over
again. Dude, I know. It's all part of the grind. It's all part of the game.
You won't feel this way come Monday. That's why I'm saying give it a shot again.
Yeah.
Monday. Well, you might find some tips and tricks or something.
You know, at the same time, I would like to just let it go, right? I would just like to be like, hey, I didn't get it. I'll try it again when it rolls back around.
Yeah.
You know? But part of me feels like I'm just going to not even attempt it despite it. Just be like, no, I'm not going to let you, stupid challenge, control my stupid emotions.
Okay.
So I am not playing you anymore. Sort of
until
thing.
Until Monday. Yeah.
Anyway, we got to take a break here. We've got music here from game called Lost Ark. This was a big deal ever how long ago and might still be a big deal. I don't know. Does anybody still play Lost Ark? I think they do because the thing's still going strong. Or at least it's still being played and advertised and published and everything else. But anyway, this is a battle scene from Lost Ark. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat, by the way. This is music from a game called Demonologist. Apparently it's music for, or it's a track called Secret Room, or there's a secret room and this is what plays in the secret room, I guess. Oh yeah, I meant to say, last Sunday I watched Josh paint figures.
Okay.
He streamed that and on Twitch, and I watched him sit there and paint some figures.
Okay.
I watched him paint one figure, really. Mm-hmm. It was a whole, like, 5-6 hour thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably more, less than that, probably 6 hours, but I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just sat there and watched him. I was playing Destiny, doing whatever, but I had that on while I was watching him do it. So.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not that broken up about the whole thing with the Destiny stuff. I feel sure that I will try it again. I'll probably do it in the morning. I don't know that I'm going to attempt that dungeon solo until, by the way, they tease the next dungeon that is coming out. We'll get a date of when that releases for next season.
Okay.
I think they're bringing Titan back next season.
Hmm.
Season of the Deep.
Okay.
And we think we've got Sloan on.
That's what Sloan. Yeah, they're about to. That's what Sloan was. I was doing a whole bunch of missions for her. On
there's
that
key.
Place,
there's there's key art for it. You can look up Season of the Deep, and they've got key art for it. And there's the back image of a guardian or whatever. And everybody's like, oh, that's Sloan. It's got to be Sloan.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that works out with them bringing back Titan.
Yeah, I think it was at I forget what they were called. It's been so long since I played it. That the sudden event, one of those Guardian events.
Public event.
Yeah. It's the one with the, they dropped that tank. Spider tank somewhere on the ship, and you got to take that thing out.
Titan was a small area, which was always weird for me why they got rid of it, because it was so small.
Yeah.
It really was. It was like two platforms. That's it.
Yeah, two platforms with a long bridge in between each one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and all you, get your speedster over there, and you were over there in a heartbeat.
I know. That was it. And there were a couple lost sectors that went deeper into it, but honest, and there was the oncology, I think it was, the that area over, you had to do it in a strike.
Mm-hmm.
When you went down and faced the giant, was it a?
The retired. It's like a the decommissioned lab that was down there.
Yeah.
I had to go. You had to go to the second platform, go off that, and jump off the off that place with all the barnacles all over it, and then run down that area, and you get to it, and there you go.
That's it. Yep, that's the one. Yeah. I remember that. So yeah, I mean, it wasn't a big area, so I'm you know, excited
good
to see that.
Good little farming area. It was never empty. Had a whole bunch of people there all the time. So yeah, it was a popular place. So when they got rid of it, I was like, meh.
Be interesting how they bring it back and what they do with it as far as like expanding it. But just to say though that next season they are releasing a new dungeon. The rules on that solo dungeon thing says you have to solo the current dungeon.
Okay.
Current dungeon. Yeah, part of me says that now I don't know when they're releasing this new one. So the new season may come and they still don't have the new one released yet. So the current dungeon would be the old one right now until they release the new one. Once they release the new one, see, that's my thought. When they release the new one, it's going to be at our level. It's going to be a challenge. Right now, this one is the current one, I think, is like 1660, which I'm 1830. So I should try and do that, given that I should be relatively safe, you know what I'm saying, to not die during the boss battles.
Not in one shot, anyway.
Well, definitely not in one. Well, it depends. A boss stomp will get you. But anyway, I can die to one hit in that master raid encounter we're doing. A one stomp from a champ, and I am toast. So, yeah. Got to be careful with it. Anyway, so jumping into the news. Took us a while to get here, but we're here. The Video Game Hall of Fame has inducted some things here. This year's inductees at the Strong World Video Game Hall of Fame include a game from the PC days called, well, PC days are still around, but a game from old PC days called Computer Space. Also a late 90s game called Barbie Fashion Designer. So let's see, what else do we have? They joined, they're joined by The Last of Us on PS3 got inducted, and Wii Sports was inducted.
Okay.
The 2023 Video Game Hall of Fame. Computer Space, Barbie Fashion Designer, Last of Us, and Wii Sports. So. And the next big news of the week that we had, I mean, look, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom is out now, I believe.
Okay.
Or does it release this Sunday? I can't remember. I just know that I think it's out now. But yeah, so there's a brand new Zelda game out there for people to play. It's the sequel to Breath of the Wild, and hearing a lot of good things about it. The reviews are just pretty much excellent. It's Zelda. The thing's really hardly ever can do wrong. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It was released yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, what I did want to talk about was the Ally, the Asus.
Yeah.
ROG Ally. We got some information on it. Yes, Thar, I've seen those as well. He's talking about the flamethrowers that are made out of body parts. I know. See, you can craft basically in Tears of the Kingdom.
People are getting imaginative with the creative thing. Okay.
Because you can take regular objects and attach them to each other and make a different object. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can build a car if you want to. Two stone wheels and a thing that you can. Yeah. So you can create things in the game. I don't know how any of it works, but you can create things in the game. So anyway, the Ally, it's another handheld gaming device for PC games. It is a competitor, I would say a competitor, to the Steam Deck. It's you know, in there trying to get in on that market. I don't call it a competitor to the Switch, because Switch is a console type thing. You can only play Switch games on it. This is something where you can play, at least I know with the Steam Deck, I can modify the thing and play Nintendo games. I can play Sega Genesis games, but I can also play all my PC titles.
Right.
For the most part. The difference between the Steam Deck and the Ally is the Steam Deck uses Linux and SteamOS in order to make things nice and pretty and do whatever. Mm-hmm. The Ally is just Windows. It is truly a portable PC. Mm-hmm. Steam Deck is also a portable PC. It's just got Linux on it. You can put Windows on the Steam Deck if you want to. You can format the thing and put Windows on it, and, you know, if you want to go down that route, go right ahead. But with the Ally, it comes with Windows, and it's $700.
Okay.
Pretty competitive price-wise, given I think that the top-tier Steam Deck is, what, $650, I believe?
Mm.
$550, $600, something like that?
Yeah, it had three price tiers, didn't it?
They've got three different price tiers, yeah.
Yeah, Steam Decks, yeah.
Thar says the Ally is $900 in Canada and is sold out online everywhere.
Jeez, man. Let's see, $400, $530, and $650. Steam Deck.
$650, okay, yeah. So for 50 decks more than the most expensive Steam Deck, you can get the Ally. And I've been looking at reviews. I've been, you know, I have a Steam Deck now, so I'm not as like, ooh, which one am I going to get, you know, or do I need this one? I got a Steam Deck. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I like the fact that there's competition, because I like the fact that this means, okay, Valve can look at the Ally and say, here's where we can improve ours.
Yeah. Competition is good. It helps you, makes you improve. It forces you to improve, actually.
Asus can look at Steam Deck and say, here's where we need to improve at ours. Then, of course, they're going to fight for pricing so that you will buy their machine. Unless, of course, they do what the consoles, or what Microsoft and Sony have always done. They match the price. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. Nobody's trying to undercut the other one and get a cheaper deal out. So
I miss those days, though.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I miss them, too. So anyway, can you, Bama Brian asks, can you add larger storage to Steam Deck? Yes, you can. You can also add larger storage to the Ally. Mm-hmm. I think, as far as I know, both of them use SD cards, and both of them use M.2 NVMe drives.
Let's see, the $400 model...
Are you talking about the
Steam Deck?
Steam Deck, okay.
Yeah, the $400 model is 64 gigs of eMMC storage.
Yeah. It's not a very it's a slower speed of a hard drive.
Can you put an NVMe in that?
You sure can. It is an NVMe.
Oh, okay.
It already is one, but you can put a better, faster, larger one.
So get the $400 Steam Deck and get the put your.
That's what I did.
Yeah, put your own.
But it was on sale, and I used some of my GameStop credit to get Steam gift cards to buy the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm still waiting for a good deal on an M.2 2230, I think, size. Mm-hmm. It's the square ones. It's the smaller ones.
Okay.
That have to go in there. And the Ally takes the same thing. They both take SD storage. They both take NVMe drives. Mm-hmm. So technically you can put in almost as much storage as you want. I've got a 1 terabyte SD card in my Steam Deck. I'll get a 2 terabyte NVMe drive to go in the Steam Deck. And I still will not have paid as much as the top-tier Steam Deck that's on there, the 650 one.
Yeah.
It'll still be cheaper than that. Still be cheaper than the Ally.
Yeah.
So then is the Ally as user-friendly to take apart as the Steam Deck is? I don't know yet. It's not out there in the world. It's in reviewers' hands, and I'm sure they're doing some breakdowns, but I don't know how easy it is. Steam Deck's been around for a year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it's a lot in a lot of people's hands, and a lot of people have tried things with it, and mm-hmm. so there is the. It's also gone through a massive amount of updates. Mm-hmm. Out of the box, Steam Deck had a lot of problems. The Ally is probably going to have the same thing.
I would imagine that it's not going to take long when it does get in people's hands. Someone's going to try to take that thing apart and see what's what.
They already have. In fact, mm-hmm. I know. Linus Tech Tips or whatever.
Okay.
They removed the casing on theirs to show you, like, here's the two fans, here's where the hard, you know, here's where your hard drive is, we don't know what this thing does, blah, blah, blah. They, you know, they dissected it.
Okay.
To take a look at it. Lots of reviewers did.
Okay.
Battery life. That's actually, if you want to talk about differences, if you want to put aside price, then there's a couple of differences in that the Ally is packing a lot more powerful hardware than the Steam Deck is currently.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes at a cost, and that cost is battery life.
Yep.
It has a larger screen. Actually, no, it doesn't. It doesn't have a larger screen, but it does have a higher resolution than the Steam Deck does. Also comes with a price. Again, battery life. But that's where you're going to find you're going to find like, hey, the Ally does this better than the Steam Deck, but doing it that means the battery life is this compared to the Steam Deck. You know, it goes ups and downs, but it's almost always battery life, battery life, battery life.
Mm-hmm.
The audio is better on the Ally. They've got some real, or at least it's really good. I don't know that it's better. Valve is really good with audio, and Asus apparently has done really, really well with the audio in that thing. They've also done better in the fact that the audio is, the fan noise is a lot quieter on the Ally than it is on the Steam Deck.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of pros and cons between the two. Is one better than the other? That's a tough call. The Ally does not have trackpads. The Steam Deck does. The Ally, the interface is a little clunky compared to the Steam Deck. It's still got some good, you know, things going for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit more clunkier than what the Steam Deck does in some of the user interface aspects. Just looking at PC Gamer's review here, the pluses were impressive gaming performance, great screen, excellent docked experience, really quiet, and lightweight. That's the other thing. It's actually lightweight, lighter than the Steam Deck. The cons, and there's only one here, it says weak battery life. So,
speaking of battery life, did you replacing the hard drive in your Steam Deck affect your?
I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, because I haven't found an M2 that is, or the hard drive that I'm looking for that is at a price I'm willing to go for.
You think it will have effect on your battery life?
The larger size, no.
No.
Okay. No. The battery life will be affected by the quality at which I play the games.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I bump all the graphics up, you know, and I sit there and play, that'll affect the battery life.
Mm-hmm.
If I leave it on, like playing Cookie Clicker, that'll affect the battery life.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's just, the storage doesn't affect the battery life at all.
Okay.
That I'm aware of. Really haven't done any kind of looking at that. Anyway, this review here says, buy if you want the most powerful gaming handheld. Buy it if you want a cheap gaming PC. The docked experience of the Ally is excellent, making it a great replacement for a budget desktop once you stick it into a dock with a keyboard, mouse, and monitor.
Hmm.
That way, when it's kind of like a switch, you plug it in and then boom, it's on your screen. And if you've got a keyboard and a mouse plugged in there, you just use it like a regular PC.
Hmm.
You can do it that way. It says, also, if you want a next-gen Steam Deck, the Windows experience is surprisingly good thanks to their user interface stuff. And with the updated big picture mode, it will look just like Steam OS. And because it's Windows, it will run everything and be totally familiar to the majority of users. Oh, yeah, it's also way, way faster and more responsive. Don't buy if you're a traveler. The battery life on the Ally is the weakest part of the package, offering game uptime on par with most gaming laptops. By that, I mean it's just 90 minutes when gaming. You're going to need some battery packs if you want to take it on holiday or travel like that. So, let's see. It's not without its issues, however, chief of which is poor battery life. This is everything I come with. It's just battery life. And there was also another problem that a couple of reviewers came across, the Linus Tech Tips came across it. The face buttons are sticking for some reason. They thought it was in their pre-production model, but when they got what they got for reviews, they realized it was still there and thought, oh, this is the going to market model with this sticky face buttons.
Hmm.
I don't mean sticky, like whatever.
Wrong,
it's just when you press
size,
them.
Wrong size buttons.
Yeah, when you press them, they stay down type of thing.
They ain't got the right size in there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, that was the big thing was like, hey, the 11th came and they announced all the stuff. Like, here's the aisle. We got two different versions. One's being released later this year or in a few months, actually. Mm-hmm. But it's going on sale in June. It's going on sale in June. Pre-orders already went up. I don't know if it's still sold out or not. There are two versions, both of which you can pre-order. But the big one comes out in June, I believe. So, options. You got your options. I would tell you right now, watch reviews. There are tons of videos that are comparing the Steam Deck to the Ally. And if you were on the fence about getting one or the other or what you were going to do, just watch the videos. That's all I can tell you. Watch the videos, read reviews. That's it. I mean, when you read these reviews, it is all about how it's different from the Steam Deck. What are the comparisons? I have two things pulled up here. How does the Ally specs compare to the Steam Deck? And you can look it over. There's the comparison table with the price and everything else. Yeah. Where's Steam Deck? Okay, there's the Ally. So you got Linux, 7-inch... 1280, 800, 1920, 18, 1080, that sort of thing. The RAM that is in there is the same. Storage varies, obviously. The storage, by the way, is 512 gigabytes. They don't go any higher than that. So there's no different versions where you're getting more storage.
Yeah.
But because you can, you know, flip it out. It's a M.2 2230. That's the SSD. Connectivity is the same. Ports, pretty much the same. Yeah. Touchscreen on both. So, yeah. There's a lot that's the same on these things. But it's all up to you. And oddly enough, because this runs your PC games, it's not a situation where I can tell you, find out what games that you like to play, and that's the one you should go with.
Yeah.
No, this is not one of those systems that they make games for. These games are PC games you're playing in handheld mode. That's it. Yeah. It's not like, oh, well, now I have to buy only Steam games or only Asus games. I don't know. But no, you're not locked in any of that. You're just locked to playing PC games. Nintendo doesn't release a Mario game on PC, well, obviously you can't play it. But wait! On the Steam Deck, you can! I don't know about the Ally because it hasn't been out long enough. I'm not actually trying to knock it down a peg or anything like that. Because, I don't know, we haven't gotten in there to see how much you can do emulation on there. But it's running Windows, which would make me think you just put an emulator... I mean, do what you would normally do on a Windows machine.
Mm-hmm.
And you can probably run an emulator. Which means you can probably run your Nintendo, your Genesis, your N64, your PlayStation, your GameCube, your Wii. People got some Breath of the Wild Wii versions running.
Yeah.
They've actually got some Switch games running on Steam Deck now. not the most legal of things to do, but yeah. Let me take this call real quick, and then we will go to a break. Hi, you're on In-Game Chat. Who's this?
It's Chris. You want to swap the Discord?
Actually, no. You sound pretty good.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't know, dude, but you sound pretty good.
Well, if you want to just swap, and regardless of whatever it does, since it's so clear, I'm in the chat right now.
Okay, well, go ahead on the phone. It's working, so we got you here. What's up?
Anyway, we beat the world boss, Shiva, that big world boss that we had to get that collectible thing that they were advertising.
Oh, okay.
That thing was tough. My hands were still shaking.
boy. I know. Congrats.
Yeah.
I know. I've got my own challenges ahead of me with things that I'm trying to get done.
I thought ahead of time to record the video and start recording when we were beating it, so I got the whole boss fight footage.
Oh, okay, cool.
In 4K. Hey. So as soon as I get it uploaded to YouTube and everything, I'll send you a link through private messaging on Facebook.
Okay.
And you can share it. Wherever else you want to, and all.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you get Zelda? You got a Switch? Did you pick up Zelda?
Yeah, I picked it up today, but it's gonna probably be a while. I might play something else in the meantime.
Okay, no, I was just curious if you had gotten it. Usually, you pretty much do, especially when it's Zelda, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, man. Well, thanks for calling.
But amazingly enough, the safest place like this boss was right between her back legs.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, it's so big and everything that her attack that she does, you know, it's basically to be follow her behind her and be right behind her back and you're like right between the legs of a T-Rex.
Okay.
That's basically the safest spot from all her attacks is to keep up and see what's coming and then get in the right position and then you won't get hit. But if you get, you know, she has these long, like, sickles that are like, they look like they're 200 or 300 feet long and they reach out way, but if you get hit one of those, you're dead.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can upload the clip and send you a link and all that for everybody else that listens to the show to enjoy it. But amazing enough, somebody in the last few betas beat this character, this boss by themselves within like a couple minutes. And, you know, everybody was underpowered to beat her. And we had 3 minutes and 16 seconds left on the clock when we finished her in a few minutes ago.
Well, great, man. Glad you got it done.
Yeah, it was fun, and I'll send y'all that link, and everybody else can enjoy it that's interested in it. So y'all have a good one, and I'll see y'all later.
All right, dude. All
right, take care now.
Bye.
Yeah. All right, this is music as we go to break here. I don't know that I feel like I have, but this is Guild Wars 2. That game's been out a while. I think it's still going, and it's still going strong. But Guild Wars 2, this is the overture from that game. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music from a game called Void Train. I think it's in early access. It's a first-person shooter on a train.
A lot of space to work with.
That's in the sky.
Still not a lot of things.
I know, right? It's called Void Train. Anyway, this is called Approaching the Gates.
I mean, either in the train, you're in a tube, or maybe you're on the roof.
I think you're on the outside. I don't know. If you look it up, I see more exterior shots than I do interior shots.
Yeah.
Mm. See James in the Discord. I haven't heard from him in forever. You gotta pop in here and just say hello. I got a text from Wario. Talos Principle is $4.50 on PlayStation Network. And the deluxe edition, by the way, is $4.50 on the PlayStation Network and $7.50 on Humble if you want to buy it for the PC. I only bring that up because I really, really enjoyed that game, and I found the poster that the devs had given me when I was at PAX or E3 or one of the things. I think it was PAX.
Okay.
The poster they gave me that they autographed and stuff.
Yeah, about to say autographed.
Wendy and I are going through my posters and flattening them out and putting them in a protective sleeves and a portfolio and all this stuff instead of sitting in these tubes rolled up, which is not where they're supposed to be. I should have done this a long time ago. But and I came across that poster, and I was like, oh, I got to do that one, too. Yeah. I got to roll that out.
I've only started doing that recently. I mean, getting those portfolios for commissioned artwork from AWA and other any conventions I went to.
Right.
So instead of keeping them in that rolled up or anything like that, you know, roll it out, flatten it up.
I've had these things for years, and I'm really surprised how well they've kept up rolled up in a tube.
And they haven't been touched, so.
No, they have not been. Nope.
That's why.
Nope, they haven't. And these are really good posters.
I'm about to say, if it's good enough, get that thing a good frame.
Oh, yeah. No. That's basically we're doing that because eventually we will frame some of these.
Mm-hmm.
We do intend to frame some of these.
Good.
They need to be framed because I would like to have them displayed because they're really good looking posters.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I don't know where I was going next with the video game talk. Is that going next?
Yeah, we were talking about the Ally versus the Steam Deck.
Yeah, I think we're done there.
Okay.
Because the game is the handheld's not in the public hands.
Yeah.
You know, I will be more interested in reading the public opinion on this than I will reviewer opinion. Although reviewer opinion's fine because there's a lot of people out there, and honestly, it's an interesting feeling because you've got so much legacy and years wrapped up in Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony, that when you read reviews of the machines or the systems that they release, the specs are different, especially on paper. There's a lot of differences there to kind of compare and contrast. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's going to be what games are on the machine that you want to play.
Yeah.
You know, you're bound by the ecosystem of that company.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, we're kind of not going backwards, but in a way, we are visiting the early day or in the early days of what console reviews used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean the early days, like comparing the Genesis to the Super Nintendo, you know, when you didn't have years of legacy built into something. You know, you didn't have... Well, actually, you did because Nintendo. I guess maybe Sega with the Mega Drive, but the Genesis... I would like to think, or at least I think, that the Genesis is what put Sega on the map with, you know, Nintendo and everybody else.
Yeah, they actually took a risk and it paid off.
The Mega Drive, I didn't even know a Mega Drive existed because I was playing my Nintendo, you know, I was playing my Nintendo and then my Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Genesis with Sonic and everything. And I'm like, oh, okay, the Sega Genesis thing. I didn't know there was a console that predated the Genesis. Not until, of course, I was older.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying is that they didn't really kick that door open until the Genesis arrived.
Yeah.
But by then, of course, you had, you know, the Nintendo thing. And then the debate was, well, Nintendo, Genesis. Nice little fight.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting, though, because they're doing the exact same thing. They have no library to preach about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All they have to go on this is their internals.
Yeah.
That's it. They can't say, and with this, you can play any one of our game. Nope. You don't have them. It's all games that already exist. You're not in the process of making games. You're not in that business. You're in the business of making a machine that plays those games.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no. You're in the business of making a machine that just runs Windows so people can play those games. I will say, with the Ally, I could play Destiny handheld if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to do it on the Steam Deck, I got to do a lot of workarounds.
Mm-hmm.
I got to install Windows on the Steam Deck, basically.
Yeah.
If I wanted to do that. Don't want to do that. I might dual boot it, though. That way I can just boot into Windows if I want to or boot into the Steam Deck if I want to. That sort of thing. And that's a possibility. Not to play Destiny on the handheld. I tried it streaming it from my PC to the Steam Deck. It's kind of cool. It's not what I would want to do.
Not the most ideal setup for you to play that.
Right.
Game.
For me, it would just pick up a couple of bounties like, hey, go kill this many of this type of enemy, and then I'll go to a public place and do that.
Mm-hmm.
But to get involved in PvP, get involved in these raids, get involved in any of these? Nope.
No.
No, not handheld. Nope. So, yeah, lethal migraines going over this stuff. Sega does, Nintendo don't. Never owned a SNES. It was garbage. Had a Genesis, was fantastic. NES and 64, the only good consoles Nintendo has ever made. I went back and forth. I had a Super Nintendo, then I sold it to get a Genesis, and then I sold that to get a Super Nintendo again. I was going back and forth. I was trying, you know, I had a Super Nintendo. It's like, hey, great. Then Sega comes out, and I'm like, what? There's, look how fast that little creature's going. Look at all the, it's colorful. Look at all this stuff. It's doing really cool. Yeah. I'll get a Genesis. They got blood in their Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but it was weird. It was the thing about the Mortal Kombat thing. The only thing that saved it was the violence in it, because compared to the Super NES version, the NES, my goodness.
Couldn't you unlock the blood in Super NES? Wasn't there a code to, like, unlock the, it turned the gray sweat to red? Basically, for those that don't know what I'm talking about, the Mortal Kombat arcade game, I think it was Mortal Kombat 2, actually, now that I'm thinking of it.
Two.
Finally coming to home consoles. The first time we were going to get a Mortal Kombat game on the home machines and be able to play them. Because up until that point, we were doing it in the arcade. So it releases on the Super Nintendo and the Genesis.
No, that
was the Genesis that had the code?
Genesis one had that. The Dullard code. Yeah, I remember it was the Dullard code. Yeah.
Down, up, left,
down,
left.
Down, up, left, left,
yeah.
A-R-D.
Yep. Yeah.
Down, up, A-R-D.
A, right, a down, right down. Yeah.
Yeah. And it would put blood in there. Yeah. But yeah, it was the graphical quality that was the big difference.
There was a big difference in graphical quality.
There was a huge difference in the graphical quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looked bad, but it had the blood. And Mortal Kombat at the time was
all about that blood, man.
All about the blood. Yeah. So it didn't have the blood in it. Yeah. So no matter
how good, the Nintendo version kind of toned down their fatalities, too. Wasn't there one, like, Sub-Zero didn't rip out your spine. He did something, he froze you and then broke you into a bunch of pieces, right?
That was a two.
Yeah.
I know he did that in two.
I can't remember. In one, I know he did the spine rip. But I want to say Nintendo changed it, or something was changed.
There was some editing made, some abridged fatalities in one of them. Let's see.
Yeah, you're looking that up.
I'll look it up.
Let me look at some other news here that we had. Amnesia the Bunker has been delayed for 2 weeks. There's a nice little playthrough of that. Not playthrough, but like a 10-minute preview for IGN on that, if you're kind of curious about it. I don't like my scary games, so I was not curious about it. Actually, yeah, me and Wendy watched it. It was all right. I told her, though, I was like, enjoy this, because this is the only part of this you're ever going to see unless you plan to play it yourself. Because that's it. I ain't playing it. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we talked about the PS Plus games for May. We mentioned those already. Star Wars has a new... Oh, there's Josh. Star Wars has a trading card game that is coming out soon at some point. Nintendo has said there is no plans for a successor to the Switch before April of next year. So in April of next year, expect a new Switch announcement. Only reason I say that is because the original Switch came out in April, March of whatever year it released, which is an odd time to release a console.
Yeah, not near a holiday or anything like
no
that.
Holiday. Yeah. No holiday.
Yeah.
Which was a strange thing, man. It came out in like a March date.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I found a video of the Mortal Kombat Super NES fatalities and their
friendship.
Yeah, they're nothing like the original.
No, they're not.
Nothing
no,
like
no,
the
no,
original.
No, they were really, really worried. Nintendo was worried about their image back then, and in a way, I mean, obviously they still are. In a sense, the trademark rights on their properties, they're very, very concerned over.
Yeah.
But at this point, what with Bayonetta on their games and or on their system, What was that one that came out on the Wii? Black and white?
Mad World?
Mad World, yeah. Lot of blood in that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say very adult in the sense that it was for adults. Just very hardcore compared to what Nintendo normally allows on their system.
Nothing you would expect on a Nintendo machine. But business. Yeah. Business will make you adapt to policies.
Who was
sometimes.
That? Was that Platinum that did that one as well?
Platinum, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they did the sequel to Anarchy Reigns.
It's just strange how they were able to somehow secure that. I don't know what the deal was, but like, hey, we made this game. We want to put it on the Wii. And it's like, sure. But given what it was, it's like, that's odd.
Yeah.
That you would ever see that. I really liked that game.
Yeah.
The little bit of it that I played, I really enjoyed that.
And that's why I think we talked about a while back. Now Nintendo's the one that is pushing the limits, and Sony is the one that's like always reserved with their with content now.
Are they?
A lot of things that were like used to be it's uncensored or the full version on Sony on imports, things like that. And Nintendo
on imports, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like Nintendo. Yeah, we'll give you the full version of the thing, and Sony wants to tone things back. Hmm. Used to be completely different. Now it's not.
I don't follow the import world that much.
Yeah.
To know how that whole thing works. So. Yeah. Speaking of Nintendo, by the way, the Super Mario Brothers movie, I think hits digital this Tuesday.
Hmm.
So it'll be available digitally on Tuesday, I think, for the Super Mario movie. We talked about the video game inductions. What else do we have? EA did some interviews there, and I kind of want to go over them. But there may be a lot here to go over in the amount of time that we have. Was this in an interview? Where was this interview done? It was an earnings call. That's what it was. The CEO of EA said, "We think we have the scale, again, back to our network, our IP, and our talent, to continue to navigate the future and lead the future." This is all just boardroom speak. Mm. I think that we have tremendous assets with respect to... So, never mind. I thought this was done in an interview, but no, it's an earnings call, which basically means, hey, everything is peachy keen, and we've got a lot of... You know, business speak. And I'm not saying business speak is bad, but it's the same every single time. I censored myself. But it is the same thing every single time.
Mm-hmm.
We have tremendous assets, and with the versatile portfolio of blah, 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 we expect our future to be, you know,
just a
bunch of crap. Yeah. It is essentially... an earnings call, seemingly, but if you give an outlet to a CEO to talk about himself with other people who are also in the company, but that it's made public, it's nothing but business spin. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing's bad. Everything's good. And if it is bad, we have a way that we feel is going to change that and make things good again.
Yeah.
It's never like, hey, let's talk about the let's talk about the sale of Microsoft to Activision.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what his response was? No, we don't care. You bet they care. That is Microsoft acquiring Activision and Blizzard and King or whatever. I know EA doesn't get too much into the mobile stuff, or maybe they do. I haven't paid attention.
I would imagine they'd want to.
But you bet they care. Do they want it either way? I don't know. I don't know if they care that Microsoft is buying them, but they care that Activision is being bought by someone.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do. And I think they would also care if this deal did not go through. I think that would be a big deal for them. Not that they want it to go through, but whatever their plans are or whatever their, you know, kind of rest on, like, if Activision goes the Microsoft way, then this is the way we need to market our stuff, or this is how we need to combat that. If the sale doesn't happen and Activision just stays put, then it is...
They're just figuring out the best way to adapt with the situation.
You gotta think it's that. I don't think... Yeah, I could be wrong, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are coming up on the end of the show here.
Yeah, I'll be interested when they talk about SSX. Then I'll be interested in what
I'd be interested if the dude would just sit down and do an interview and really, like, it was like time when Phil Spencer from Xbox talked about just, I read it last week where he said that, hey, you know, we really screwed ourselves over at the beginning of the last generation.
Yeah.
You know, we lost that war.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, hey, that's an interesting admit, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, that I would like that. Something very candid and honest, if it could be, or at least as honest as those guys can get. Mm-hmm. I would really like that. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And Josh, I saw you pop in there and I want to just recognize that you were there. Thank you so much. I didn't do a chat room roll call, and I probably don't have time to do it now. Oh, my God, that's a lot of people. AC Wraith, Ella, AOK, Alistra, Alien Gathering, A10, Batman Brian, Commander Root, Drapsnat, Drunk Degenerates, Lisa B, Kata, Lethal Migraine, Omega's Innocence, Rogue Girls, Stephen Van Damme, Tinsu with a big underscore, Thar66, and World of Streamers. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic week. Follow us on Discord, YouTube, wherever you get us, and we'll see you next Saturday. Have a good one. Bye. This is music from Deceive Inc., called Extraction Phase.